They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Brr, it's still cold out, but I'm always hesitant to turn on my heater.
This year, I'm more confident. I called Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367. They came over, did a 21-point safety and efficiency check on my system for just $69, and their technicians are so helpful. With Home Air, it's not a sales pitch like at most national chains and box stores. Call Danny. She can set up a safety inspection for residents all over the Vegas Valley. That's Home Air Conditioning at 702-878-8367, or go to homeairlv.com, license 51994.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check. By Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
When local news breaks, News 3 is there fast.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. Our goal is to go live anytime, anywhere.
With First Pictures.
News 3, leading the way when it comes to breaking news in Las Vegas.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at LegalElite.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I was talking to a friend who volunteered up in Nye County in Pahrump, hand-counting ballots. They're still doing it, and they still need volunteers. Check it out, Nye County Election Board, and find out how you can help be a part of history. They're hand counting ballots, and they're doing it right now, and they're going to continue until they get done. That's kind of the way it is. Stay with us. Coming up, George Harris, publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. What happened to that big red wave? We're still looking. I can't find anybody that knows where it is. It's hiding from us. No, it really is. But George Harris, we'll see if he can give us some insight into what went on last Tuesday and beyond. It's still going on, believe it or not. It's still going on. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I had in my music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away.
I'm flying back to St. Louis to spend Thanksgiving with friends and family. That means plenty of turkey and football and great conversations. That's just one reason why I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. He confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The folks at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, the friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friends Steve Romeo and Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them
Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Changes on the way to Congress. Kevin McCarthy has officially been nominated for Speaker of the House by the GOP. That puts him on the road to eventually face a Democrat for the role in January. Russian missiles reportedly crossing into Poland today, where two people were killed. Polish government spokesman has not confirmed that. However, a senior U.S. intelligence official did confirm the strike. President Biden trying to persuade the world's largest economies to further isolate Russia diplomatically and economically over the invasion.
In meetings at the Group of 20 summit in Indonesia, the president is pressing nations to stand up to Russia and defend Ukraine's sovereignty in both symbolic and substantive ways. The effort comes as global inflation and slowing economies have put new pressures on countries that impose penalties on Russia for the nine-month war that has sent food and energy prices soaring. A senior U.S. administration official says that the summit's final communique will make clear that most of the nations condemn Russia's invasion in Ukraine and the toll it has taken on global food and energy supplies. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at townhall.com, former Vice President Mike Pence is sharply blasting Donald Trump for endangering his family on the 6th of January last year, the day rioters stormed the Capitol, some allegedly chanting, quote, "Hang Mike Pence." Pence also recounts Trump efforts to push him to overturn the results of the 2020 election. And former President Trump is apparently now preparing to launch his third bid for the White House. He'll do that tonight. He is expected to make the announcement 9 p.m. Eastern Time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. An initiative to radically change the way Nevada elects candidates in the future was approved by the voters, but won't go into effect unless it's approved again in 2024. Two other constitutional amendments, one to grant equal rights and another to raise the minimum wage in the state, also won approval and will go into effect immediately, right away. Question three was leading 52.8% to 47.2% as of yesterday. That would amend the state constitution to eliminate partisan primaries for Congress. the Nevada legislature and the statewide constitutional offices by allowing all voters, regardless of party affiliation, to vote on one large primary ballot for candidates of any party. The top five vote-getters, regardless of the party, would move on to the general election, where they would be ranked from favorite to least favorite. If one candidate earns more than 50% of the general election votes, they win. If not, the candidate with the least number of first-choice votes is eliminated, and their votes get distributed to the second-choice candidates. The ballots are then adjusted, and the votes are tabulated again until one candidate gets 50% or is declared a winner.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
By the way, that won't go into effect unless it's approved again in 2 years in 2026, so we'll keep you posted on that. Right now, do look for slow flows on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie, and watch for a crash as you transition from 215 west to 15 north.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's the Tuesday edition of Live and Local. My name is Kevin Wall. Be with you for another hour. And then, of course, it is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We're all going to be listening and watching at 6 o'clock our time for the very latest on what the former President Donald J. Trump's going to do. Is he going to announce for re-election? Third time's a charm, you know. And is he going to say, I could be king, I think I would be king, but I want to pass the mantle on to the next leadership in the Republican Party? That's what a lot of people are hoping. In fact, I was at the Sun City Anthem Republican Club, and a majority of the people there said he shouldn't run by a show of hands. They didn't think he should run. They love his policies. They don't like his tweets. Anyway, somebody that may run, regardless of what the former president says tonight, is Mike Pence. In fact, he was on with Hannity last night, remembering back to 2010, talking about the change of leadership in the House. We know that Kevin McCarthy has been reelected and will be the Speaker of the House when the House convenes in January. But simply put, Mike Pence is sounding like a presidential candidate. And this was Mike Pence last night with Sean Hannity. Here he is.
I have to tell you, I was there the last time that we fired Nancy Pelosi, and I couldn't be more proud of Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise and every single one of the rank-and-file members that worked their hearts out. I traveled to 35 states. I campaigned with a lot of House members across America. And I want to tell you, this incoming class a freshman is going to make everybody proud. It is an extraordinary group of men and women, strong conservative principles. And the day that Nancy Pelosi hands that gavel to Speaker Kevin McCarthy is going to be a great day for America. And if you remember, when we did before, we won the House in 2010. It would be a few more years before we won the Senate. And then a couple of years after that when we won the White House. And so this is step one, and it's an enormously important step to be able to stop what the Biden administration continues to do to pile more spending on this on the American people and future generations. And I truly do believe, whether it's the crisis at our southern border, whether it be this gusher of spending that's driving the worst inflation in 40 years, Republicans are now going to be in a position with the power of the purse to drive forward policy changes and demand policy changes that will at least begin to move our country back to prosperity and security.
They'll have chairmanships. They'll have the power of the purse. They'll also have the power to subpoena. And I think there's been a lot of things that have gone uninvestigated, things we should be investigating this year. Should that be their top priority? I don't know. I would prefer to see our gas prices go lower. I'd prefer to see our borders get secure. I would prefer energy independence. Joe Biden answered the question last week, what will you do differently? His word, nothing.
Right.
Won't do a thing.
Well, that's it. Look, oversight's vitally important, and I have every confidence that House Republicans, the right committees, will be creating that kind of accountability. But I'm with you. I think it's important in these next 2 years that House Republicans, if only passing it in the House of Representatives, produce essentially a portfolio of bills that show the American people the way back, even if they just pile up on Chuck Schumer's desk, how do we get the economy turned around? How do we turn off the spigot of spending that's driving inflation? How do we achieve energy independence as we did under the Trump-Pence administration? How do we secure our border? I love that Bible verse. It says, without a vision, the people perish. I think House Republicans have an opportunity in the majority to pass one bill after another that will lay out that vision, that will remind people of the policies of the Trump-Pence administration, that will confront the challenges facing our country today, and really lay a predicate for winning America back in 2024.
That was Mike Pence last night on Hannity. Really smart stuff, and he sounds like a candidate. And by the way, he is a guy. He's a guy. If not Trump, I think Pence would be one of the handful of people that you'd have to look to. He knows what it takes to fix our borders. He knows what it takes to fix the economy. He knows what it takes to fix crime. He knows up and down the line. The only thing they did not accomplish, of all the things that the Trump-Pence, and by the way, he refers to it now, Mike Pence does, as the Trump-Pence administration. No, he does. I mean, he's talking like a candidate. He's running big time. The only thing they didn't accomplish was Obamacare. Fixing Obamacare. Replacing Obamacare. That's the only thing he didn't do. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? What should the former president say tonight? What do you think he will say tonight? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think the former president should say. Should he just come right out and say, I'm running? Should he do something different? I could be the next president, but I'm not going to be. I'm going to be a kingmaker rather than king. And for the good of America and for the good of the Republican Party, I'm going to step aside. But I'm going to have a hand in who ends up as the next president. They've got to adhere to strict standards and beliefs and policies. Anyway, we'll find out more about that as we go along. Tell you what, let's check in, though, with a guy that I think is a visionary. I love his Liberty Watch magazine. He is George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine, and he joins us. George, how you been?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good.
Good to hear your voice.
I know. I think the last time we saw each other was at the Ahern for a dinner or an event. I forget what it was.
I can't remember either. It was a good event. Got to see you, and it's always good to see you. How's everything going?
Good. And incredibly disappointed by the outcome of the election on Tuesday. I'm still going door to door in my neighborhood asking what happened to that red wave. Anybody seen that red wave? Hmm? what happened to the big red wave last Tuesday?
Well, the big red wave turned into a big thump on the ground named Adam Laxalt. And if you can bear 2 seconds with me and let me explain to you.
Absolutely.
Some people don't want to hear this. So Adam Laxalt, as you know, I've never been a fan of him. I've always found him to be very narcissistic and very, very arrogant and not a touchy-feelable guy. He crowned himself the king. And for the last 2 years, as you remember, he would go on TV and say the election was stolen. We have a problem with voter integrity. Your vote doesn't matter. And he preached this for 2 years. And come election day, I'm getting beat up by everybody, but I'm one of those guys. I'm just a goofy guy. I look at the numbers. I look who voted and who didn't vote. And 138,000 active Nevada Republicans didn't go to the polls and vote. So we have that list. After the election, I hired it's not scientific. I'll be the first to say that. But we hired a phone poll company, and we went down that list of everybody who had phone numbers until we grinded out 2,500 responses. And the question was, did you vote on election day? And if you didn't vote, what was your reason? And 73.5%, I'm reading off my notes here, said they didn't vote because their vote didn't matter. So you can put that right on the doorstep and right on the shoulders of Adam Laxalt.
Let me do
Can I
do, George, just a quick backstory? You supported
sure.
Captain Sam Brown, who, by the way, was an amazing, a flat-out amazing candidate with a compelling personal story. And at least early on in the general election, you were saying you were not going to support Adam Laxalt.
I was a big supporter, of Sam Brown. To this day, I'm a supporter of Sam Brown. Because Sam didn't want the job. Sam decided to run because he felt that he could go serve his country again in a different position. And when he got done with that, he would go home. To Adam, this is his whole life. This is, he is his entire persona is to be elected. Remember, Adam got elected as Attorney General in a big red wave. A massive, massive tsunami red wave. And then at the end of that, instead of running for re-election, his ego said he wanted to be governor. And he did the same thing in this election cycle that he did in that election cycle. Adam doesn't like controversy, so he stays where he's loved, and that's in rural Nevada because rural Nevada, is 89% Republican. So it's easy to be loved. And he didn't go into Clark, and he didn't go into Washoe. And people say, oh, no, that's wrong. It's not wrong. A week before the general election, Adam Laxalt's genius move was to do a rural bus tour. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, Kevin, but if you're going to rob a bank, shouldn't you go to the bank that's got money in it?
I would
Clark
think so.
County's where all the votes were. And we didn't see him down here. And they didn't have a get-out-the-vote program. I mean, I've been a registered Republican my whole life, and I got calls from Joe Lombardo and texts from Joe Lombardo. I got calls from Michelle Fiore and texts from Michelle Fiore. I got calls and texts from Segal Chadha. I didn't get one call or one text, and neither did anybody in my family from Adam Laxalt. And that you can blame on Adam, but that's actually the function of the party, and that goes to the feet of the chairman and the county chairman. There was basically no turnout program.
Let me ask you, and you can choose not to answer. Did you vote for Adam Laxalt?
I held my nose. I took a big clothespin and put it on my nose, and I went and voted for Adam Laxalt.
Okay. No,
because the alternative is Catherine Masto, which is just a rubber stamp for a absolutely disgusting thought process of how we should run this country. You know, we have borders that are open, and look, there's a saying in the military, you know, when are we going to get bombed? It's not, are we going to get bombed? It's when we're going to get bombed. So when is a terrorist going to come over the border with a dirty bomb? It's not when it's going to happen, or it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen.
Again,
and to put that in a closer thing, Kevin, in the last 4 months, five people have been killed in Clark County, Nevada by illegal aliens. Well, that's not a, you know, that falls right on the Democrat Party's shoulders. That is their policies. That is their thought process. And it's a dangerous thought process.
Again, George Harris joining us, publisher of Liberty Watch magazine, a very, very opinionated guy who knows where all the bones are buried when it comes to Nevada politics. Let me just ask you, I'm assuming then you're not surprised that with the same voter pool, Joe Lombardo wins relatively comfortably and Adam Laxalt lost. You're not surprised by that?
Well, Joe didn't win comfortably. Joe won by less than 20,000 votes. That's probably the most uncomfortable election result in gubernatorial history. You know, Joe made a conscious decision, in my opinion. I haven't spoke to him about this. To you know, when he was asked, "Is President Trump the greatest president in the world?" He said, "No, he's not the greatest president in the world. He was an adequate president. He had great policies." And Joe spent a lot of time and a lot of money wooing the independent vote, which is why he won. And the fact is that honestly, Kevin, people just don't like Steve Sisolak.
Wow. More coming up from George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine, as we continue the postmortem. We're in search of the big red wave on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group.